It is, the answer is very simple but very difficult. What Ahadrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Awwalul Muslimin, did to transform the society of Arabia has to be repeated. But the course is so difficult and strewn with such torture and persecution and hard life that who is there to undertake that much trouble for the sake of his fellow being? You have to be a Rahmatul Lil Alameen to launch on such a scheme, which is apparently a suicidal scheme. This is why people used to say he is mad. No man in his sanity could have launched upon such a course of extreme persecution at the hands of those whom you want to reform. Out of love for them, you are being tortured to the very extreme and still you don't leave it. So that heart is gifted only to Allah's prophets. And the phenomena always begins from them. They bring about a change in a few people around them after offering sacrifices themselves and posing as a model. And then people are taught to suffer for the sake of others. And they are taught the art of perseverance and patience and all the good qualities required for such a revolution. And that process has already started in Pakistan and around in the world, all around. And Ahmadiyyat is being tortured just for this very sake. We do not want to use sword for a change. We permit them to, for the sword to be used against ourselves. And all sort of false allegations and lies are being spoken against us. Huge propaganda machinery is put into motion. And the governments look at us with doubt. And we are the only sect of Islam which is being treated as such, despite our claim that we are completely within the folds of Islam and we accept the Holy Quran in totality, don't go beyond it. We accept the Sunnah and tradition of Hazur-e Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in totality and do not omit a single order from him as unnecessary, and believe that nothing can be added to it. Yet we are the people chosen for this persecution. So that is, in a way, a blessing in disguise. Because it is this persecution which has always been the sign of truth, and it cultivates goodness in you. It educates you. It keeps you on the right path. It keeps you in close contact with Allah. He teaches you how to pray with all sincerity and have faith in Allah alone. So apparently it is a very bad treatment. But in reality, in essence, it is the source of life. From this death always, life was drawn, and light sprang out of such darkness of cruelty.